So we have to say, here we are. We're talking about Seville as Christie, and we're on lecture 11. We finished just now, and now we're in lecture 12. And lecture 12 says, Christie is the magic lady of the year. Lecture 12. I know the divine in me is the answer, is a technique that accomplishes a purpose, its purpose in everything. Understand?
Yes.
I know the divine in me is the accomplishes the purposes of everything. And that's pretty wonderful. Now, Chrissy, how could you say, I know, and accomplish something of significance in your life? What is it you'd like to accomplish of significance in your life right now? What, not goal that you have, but what experience? For instance, you have your master's degree done?
Yes.
Okay, then that's out of the way. Have you got your doctorate done?
No, I'm
sorry?
I'm yet to finish it.
For the professional nursing doctorate degree. What do you have to do with it yet?
The dissertation.
Yeah, dissertation.
That's for academic. Academic. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, how near are you to finishing your academic degree? I mean, your thesis for your academic degree.
They are yet to approve my doing it.
The ideas were approved.
It's under approval.
Oh, in other words, your thesis has been written, and it has not been written?
They are yet to approve
the information of the thesis, the outline, so to speak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
To redo it. They have to approve it.
You got too windy?
They have to approve for me to redo it. To do it again.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Now, when will they be done, do you think?
Now.
Okay. Now, are you a genius? Do you have any friends who have taken their masters?
Yes.
Could they work with you in preparing your masters, since the information is correct, and they merely help you with your grammar and your layout, right?
It's just the time. Time. You don't need anybody. I don't need anybody, just the time. Just to approve it, and that's it. She already knows what to do.
Yeah?
Yeah, she knows what to do. She doesn't need...
Oh, she needs time to work on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But just for them to approve it. To say,
all right.
Go ahead.
Silly girl. What is your desire right at the moment?
It's done.
It
is done. Now,
I have the opportunity to finish my master's thesis and turn it in. Is that your desire?
Yes.
Is that a good desire?
Yes.
You're saying it's done is good. You know it's done, but having it be ready to be turned in for final approval, right? Mm-hmm. We do that too, you know. So, what do you see, Sibyl? What do you see about her thesis and so forth? What do you see about it?
I see the original purity and integrity. I see the whole thing approved right now.
Okay. Then, what do you see?
I see it approved right now.
What do you say?
I agree.
No, you said you see it ideally written and approved right now.
Yes.
I see it ideally written and approved right now. Now, do you really see it ideally written and approved right now?
Yes.
Or do you think there has to be a process for it?
I see it written and approved right now.
Okay.
Successfully.
Okay. Now, how important is that to you?
Yes. Very.
Can you take every spare moment you have and spend it in treatment that it's done? Ciao.
How are you?
I will stop this for a moment here. As we continue here with Lecture 12, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer, is a technique that accomplishes its purpose in everything. I'll repeat that. Lecture 12. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer, is a technique that accomplishes its its purpose in everything. And that's true. Okay, now, how does I know that I know that I know accomplish its perfect? Sibyl, how does it accomplish its perfect purpose?
When you know that you know, the divine within takes over instantly, and then you see the effect, the result instantly, because you've given off worrying about what you are looking for. You've let go, and then the divine takes over.
Well, how do we get from
the
point?
Answer.
Go ahead.
The divine takes over to give you the answer instantly, because you have removed your bloated nothingness mm-hmm. and the way of the divine circles.
Now, how do we get from the point of saying "I know that I know that I know" to the point of experiencing what it is we said we knew?
Initially, when you start, supposing you are searching for an answer, you may be agitated somehow. You calm down and remember, when you remember that you have something within that does it, you surrender and say, "Oh yeah, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me is the answer." So you let go.
And that, to you, is the first, second, and last step of putting the law of "I know that I know that I know" into motion to accomplish your goal.
Yes.
Okay, now, how do you go from the step of accomplishing your goal, that is, of "I know that I know that I know," to accomplishing the goal of knowing something?
Because all exists already. And all you are looking for is for you to give way, for your human self to give way to the divine.
Very good. Now, how old do you have to be to practice that?
Any age.
That's the point. How old do you have to be to practice that? No matter what your age is. The law does not care about your age.
Yes.
The law does not care about who you are and what experience you have and how good you are and how not good you are. The law doesn't care. What is it that the law does do?
It gives you the answer.
Yeah.
It gives only knows that you have put a course in motion and then gives it back to you.
How does the law reveal it to you?
In any way that you will also realize that here is mm-hmm. your answer.
Is it a secret?
No.
And who teaches it? life. Mm-hmm. Everything. This is not just for one religion or one philosophy or for scientists. It's for everyone. The law of cause and effect.
Yes.
What does the law of cause and effect say? For every cause put in motion,
you have an answer. There is an answer. There is an effect.
Yeah. For every cause that is put into motion, an effect equal to that cause is manifest or revealed.
Yes.
And it works for anybody, huh? Now, is that going to work for Christy in accomplishing her, doing her master's thesis?
It works.
What's that?
The law works.
What's that?
It is done.
That's right. It is done. It is done. See, we want to get to the words that we've been using.
Okay.
And the law does work, but it's done. But how does it work? It works in the fact that it's done. Now, how do we pick up the information that we want to have? In the normal circles or in the normal path that we're using, right? Now, if you said, Chrissy, you have completed your thesis, you have submitted it, and the committee finds it exquisite and approves of you 100%. Would you add to that? Or is that right or good?
Good.
Good. Very good, huh? Okay. Is it done?
Done now.
Okay. Now, when will you have the answer?
Now.
Okay. That's fine. No. Believe that. Now, I don't mean believe it by believing it because you don't really believe it. I mean, speak it, claim it, enthusiastically, joyfully. It is now. Done now. Say, I am an academic nursing student, and I finished my nursing master's certificate. I finished my nursing master's course, and I had good grades, and my final exam is my thesis, and my thesis has been submitted, and I am awaiting approval by the Board of Regents of the University here in London to approve my nursing certificate. They may have me do, no. And my nursing certificate is approved. Now, if you want to play the silly game of saying that there's still work to be done, I have to rewrite it, I have to work on it to do this or do that, you're not using the principle the way we are talking about. What did we say, Sybil? What did we say? What do you say about her? Her thesis, her dissertation, her thesis.
Everything is already done. Now.
It's done. It's already gone. It's already done. Already submitted. And it is already now wonderfully admitted, or what do you say?
Accepted.
Accepted, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Do you think that would make you believe anything?
I said yes.
Well, you don't say yes. Watch. Do it again.
Yes.
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 Yes. My thesis is approved by the committee, and I have my master's degree now.
Yes. Yes.
No, not yes. You say it.
My thesis.
Out loud, come on.
My thesis.
Louder.
My thesis has been approved successfully and is completed now. Yes.
My thesis for my master's degree in this medical course for nursing has been approved now, and I have my degree now.
My thesis for my nursing degree has been completed.
I'm sorry?
My thesis.
I'm sorry?
My thesis.
Your thesis?
Yes. For my nursing degree has been accepted and accomplished and accepted.
Approved.
And approved.
Now.
Right now. Yay.
And I have my master's degree.
And I have my master's degree now.
What does the master's degree say? Master of what?
Nothing.
Master of nothing.
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 Oh, N.
Yeah.
Master of medical sciences. Master of nursing sciences. Oh, nursing. N nursing. Oh, okay. MN. And what's a doctor? Doctor is M what?
MD.
MD. A doctor's MD. And you have your Bachelor of Philosophy ready with us?
Yes.
And with them?
Yes.
Well, you get two Bachelors of Philosophy. You're fantastic. Well, you see, you are both an excelled academic and non-academic student. You are amazing. Now, can you repeat for me what you said the condition of your master's thesis is at this instant? And speak loud, and if you don't speak loud, I'm really going to give up on you.
My master's degree thesis has been completed, accepted by the board successfully, and approved and endorsed now. And I have
my master's degree in nursing.
Now.
Okay. Now, that is an affirmation. Now, basically, it's already accomplished. You have seen it done. There are a few steps that are in process. So, you want to see the whole thing is done, completed. If you do not give it all of your enthusiasm and all of your joy, it may take a little longer than you want it to take. It's up to you. But if it's done now, then it's now. With all your enthusiasm, like Chioma says, up by the arms, now! Hurrah! I have received my certificate. Throw your hat in the air, right? And go for it. Yes, yes, yes. Be joyful about it. Now, is there any reason, Chioma, I probably shouldn't say this to her, is there any reason it might not be accepted?
No way.
That's not your answer. That's not your answer. That's not your answer. That's not your answer. What is your answer?
I have my accepted now. It has been accepted now.
It's already been accepted, so how could it not be accepted? Right?
Yes.
It has been accepted now, and it is approved now. It's done. You see, I want you to get out of your mind the idea that it's not done yet, that there's still work to do, that there's still things to be done, because the Board of Regents now are going to look at, or have looked at your certificate. Yeah, sure, they looked at that all the time, but have looked at your thesis. And they found your thesis a remarkable piece of writing that is so profound that it stifled them for a moment. But they didn't realize what a magic person was writing it. Is that correct?
Yes.
You should quote me on this, really. You know. It's a good affirmation, isn't it? A good affirmation, good truth. Now, are there ever times you have to wait outside for for information to be given to you? They're doing testing on something and you can't know until they post it up on the bulletin board or something? That often happens, doesn't it? And the guys who are waiting to see it, see if their name is posted as having achieved their certificate, you know, having been approved. And the ones who don't really care, it's done. They did their best, and they did it, and they turned it in, it's done. And so they're not worried anymore. You understand? They're not concerned. They're not protesting. They just know it's done. And Do you know it's done?
It's done.
Okay. Well, then, don't ever tell me that it's in process. You don't ever want it to be a work in progress, you know. You want it to be a work fulfilled, completed, and done.
Accomplished.
Now, where must I go to look at your certificate? You must go to the archives of the university to look at it. That's the only place it is, besides the copy that I have at home. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
What am I saying?
You must go to the...
I'm sorry?
You have to see it in the archives. I have one at home, and the other one is in the archives.
Yeah, and why is it in the archives?
It's already been done.
Because it's been approved, and it's just packaged away. See, we keep a copy of all your certificates and degrees, and we put them in the archives when you're done. We put them in your file first until you finish your doctorate, and then we put your doctorate whole system in the archives, because then if it ever needs to be recalled for any reason, we got all the details right there and all the information of the work that you've done. Because our university, the work of the students is equal to an academic university. Because all of the required reading, the required lessons, the required work that you do is more hours than you'd be required for an undergraduate course, graduate course, and postgraduate course. It's all in our records, you know. But we do not make ourselves an academic university, because to do so, we'd have to have so much red tape signing in with the government all the time, telling them everything we're doing, how we're doing it, and what we're doing, and what's going on. And it's just... far more than we want to get involved. I haven't the time. Ellen hasn't the time. And none of you guys are offering to be helpful about this, you know. So we just don't bother. But it's good. It's good. Now, what are you doing?
I'm being myself. I'm having fun for my success.
Ha-ha! I love you. I love you. Do you have the original textbook? Do you have the basic requirement for your doctorate?
I've completed it.
Completely?
Yeah, she has everything.
Go for it. Did you like what ended up on your master's thesis?
Yes.
What did Herb say I said? No, you're great. You were wonderful. All I had to do is get rid of some of your Guyanian and your Nigerian slang, you know. But really... Are you a citizen of Great Britain, the United Kingdom?
My divine self.
You are not a citizen here.
My divine self.
She's a citizen of the universe. Universe. A citizen of the universe.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe you don't have to learn this English language perfectly. Can you imagine Chioma going in to talk to her classes and they don't understand Guyanese or Nigerian or anything, and then they try to understand her? What does she end up doing? Speaking perfect English. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the class loves it.
I love it.
That's beautiful. Now, our statement here, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer, is a technique that accomplishes its purpose in everything. And we have been shown how it accomplished it for everything that she's done. And that's great. Okay, now, what other attitude would you like to be aware of on I know that I know that I know? Shabil?
It's done.
It's done? Okay. And what else?
I accept.
All right. And what else? Shoma, when you say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer, what does that tell you?
It tells me that I'm aware. I'm all-knowing and I'm aware.
Well, now, isn't that an interesting idea? She is all-knowing. Not only you know that you know, but you're all-knowing. Mm-hmm. And what does it mean to be all-knowing? All the information of the universe is available to you. All the information that exists anywhere, anytime, past, present, or future, is available to you if you choose to draw upon it. And how do you draw upon it? Sibyl? Sibyl. Chrissy. How do you draw upon the information, I know that I know that I know?
From my inner self.
But how do you draw upon it? What do you say?
I know that I know that I know. Divine in me knows the answer.
How do you know when it's revealed to you?
Because I see the effect of the cause I put in motion manifest.
And how do you know it's manifest?
I see the result.
Because it appears there, huh?
Yeah, I see the result.
Mm-hmm. You see the result. Yes. Okay, now what is the result?
The result is accomplishing my desire, which of course I put in motion.
And how do you know you see your desire as not just something, a figment of your imagination? How do you know that?
Assuming I'm looking for something, I can't find it. I'm looking for something. I couldn't locate where I've kept it. Then I go within, and with my affirmation, I know that I know that I know, having conviction that the divine in me will...
Now, have you ever had an illustration of that in your life?
Yes.
Can you name it?
I'm looking for my car key.
Your what?
My car key, where I dropped it.
Your pass key?
My key.
Your key, mm-hmm.
Couldn't locate it, I calm down and I repeat this affirmation, I know that I know that I know divine in me knows the action, with conviction, putting a course in motion, and then let it go, relax, and then for some reason it appears where I've looked before.
You looked in the right place and saw it.
Directed to the right place, even the place I've looked before.
You didn't feel guided there or anything, you just looked.
And then directed to the right place.
And what other illustration might come to mind?
If I'm doing an exam.
What's that?
You know, I'm preparing for a course.
Preparing for a course.
An academic course, and then thinking about how do I word it, how do I construct it. I do the affirmation, I know that I know that I know. Divine in me knows the answer. I repeat it, then I relax. Let it go, because it's a form of meditation for me. Then, let it go, and then ideas come, and it works for me.
Sounds to me you're very much at home with that phrase. You are comfortable using I like me, or that I know that I know that I know, right?
Yes, I do.
And it's comfortable by practice. You've practiced it, right?
Yes, I do.
And what have you done on that, Madam Sibylla?
I use it and find objects that I misplaced.
For what?
Objects that I misplaced.
Objects you misplaced.
Yes. When what? I use it, suddenly they just appear in front of you.
What object comes to mind?
Anything.
Well, I mean, one that might come to mind that you had misplaced.
Well, maybe a book that I needed to look at, then I wouldn't know where I put it. And when I make the affirmation, the book will just surface.
Beautiful. Now, were you ever frightened, and then you said, I know that I know that I know, all is in divine order, and the fright went away, and the condition solved itself?
I don't put my...
I'm thinking of the one where your car, you drove up to your job, and they had... The boys were having difficulty in Nigeria at that time, and they were starting cars on fire and stuff like that, trying to rebel. And there was a burning car right in front of your parking place, remember?
Yes.
And you told the boys to move it?
Yes.
And they moved it?
Yes.
And then when you came out of work, you're just letting me tell the story? And then when you came out of work, you went out there, and there was a burning car behind your car. And you said to the boys, well, I'm ready to go home. I put in a good hard day. And by the way, would you push that burning car out of the way so I could drive out of here? Sure, glad to, ma'am. You know, she was so self-confident. She knew that she knew that she knew. And she just spoke her words to the boys. Now, is that story correct, what I said?
Yes.
Have I added a little something?
Maybe.
But basically, it's you knew that you knew that you knew. You had confidence in yourself, and you spoke to the boys, and they moved the burning car, and you were able to drive and go home comfortably.
Yes.
And all around the town, it might have been rather difficult for a lot of people, but you drove freely and wonderfully because you were surrounded by the pure white light of love and other good things. That's beautiful. Now, I'm going to tell our listeners now why Miss Sybil is reluctant to claim credit for that story totally and uninhibitedly. Sybil has been working with the principal and working with these teachings and the teachings of Unity and others for many, many years, not just starting today, not just starting in the last 5-10 years, but more than that, probably since she was a baby, when she first rebelled with her mother, and her mother says, you do it our way, and she says, no, I won't. But she will not now. She has put a statement in her consciousness that she will not say anything about the past. If she has to use the past as an illustration, she won't do it. Now, this is since she told me this, and then she put that into motion, and not because she's not telling the truth, but because she does not want to empower the past. She does not want to empower circumstances that happened before and that she could just have them happen again because she puts them in her consciousness. She said, wasn't that a cozy circumstance to go through, you know? Wasn't that a lot of fun to have that miserable experience? And she won't let herself do that. Now, I tell you, that takes a very remarkable and a very rare woman to do that. And I have a feeling that she is reluctant to say these things, not because of their truth, but because she doesn't say them. And I won't, if I can remember, I won't ask you again to tell me stories of your past because she has such glorious ones. She has the stories that are enough to knock their socks off. But we don't need that. We don't need that. If we knew all the stories about Jesus Christ and all the things that he went through, we'd have knocked our socks off a number of times because he did things that were utterly amazing. Can you imagine standing up to whatever the devil consciousness was and saying, I don't want what you got. I don't want what... I have everything that you could ever give me. There's nothing that you have that I want, you know. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine... what the heck's the guy's name? Job. You know the story of Job? Can you imagine Job standing up to God and saying, God, I'm strong enough to handle anything you can give me, you know. He didn't say that, did he? He merely had these things happening to him because theoretically, and again, it's an interesting story, Job and the devil and God were having an argument over Job and that whether Job would stand up for principle or not. And the devil says, I can make him fall off the principle easy. And God says, no, you can't. well, can I have a try? And God said yes, which is totally unrighteous. But God said yes, and so he had a try. And he tried to knock Job down, and Job stood up all the time, never once saying anything other than that I believe that God is good. I believe in God. I believe in God. I will not accept that God could expect anything of me that's evil. And he lost his family, and they lost everything. But then the devil lost his bid because Job stood up, and everything was returned to Job manyfold. Not the same wife or the same children, but a family and a wife and all these things. Fantastic for him. But because he stood up. And if we ever stand up, well, now Jesus too, when he was with Herod, and they said to him, did you do these things? Pontius Pilate and so forth. And he said, so they say. He would not admit to it or not. Are you the king of the Jews? So they say. Did you, are you that? That's basically what it was. And so they say. And the Hebrew priests were trying to get rid of him because he was running the show a little different than they were. And he had the same credentials they did. And they didn't want him around. And so they got rid of him. Now, this happens a lot in life, that people are gotten rid of because they're not standing up to the old principles. They're standing up to the new principle, which is indeed the old principle. And that's why Moses and Jesus and many others Mandela, Nelson Mandela, he stood up for his principles, even though he was a political prisoner and put in jail for a long, long, long time. But he stood up for it. And when he stood up for it, what did the people do? They honored him and made him president. And when he became president, he did not speak to the past. He only spoke to the present. He only spoke to what he had, like Martin Luther King, I have a dream for South Africa. And he demonstrated that dream time and time again, and is continually demonstrating that dream, which is remarkable. And so, you see, there you got a fantastic expression, a fantastic example of a man who would have every reason to feel sorry for himself, not once feeling sorry for himself. And of course, Obama doesn't have any great big problem that he's had to stand up to, except the greatest debt in the world in the United States. And he's standing up for it, and he says, there's a way we can get through this. If we will all work together on this project, we'll get through it. And the other parties don't want to do it because they want to put him down. And that doesn't matter. We'll all come out of this. We'll come out of all these ups and downs and so forth. And so some of us will suffer and some of us won't, but we'll come out. And when we come out, if Obama is able to stand up to principle as he's done so far, if his charisma is going to be so magnificent that it'll carry him to the edge and over without being touched, truly, he is a great man. He's a great man not only because he's brilliant, but he's a great man because he has integrity. He has his original
purity and integrity.
His original purity and integrity intact. And that's what we admire. Nelson Mandela, his original purity and integrity is intact. His wife, Mandela's wife, went off and started screwing around like she shouldn't have and messed up for herself, but it had nothing to do with him. But you see, in truth, it had something to do with him. Because if he had been the right kind of husband, creating her as the most beautiful, self-confident person who didn't need to have all this other razzmatazz, that would never happened. But it did, and so be it, you know. We don't make a big fuss over it. All we do is say, he is doing a good job now, and he is a good job now. When we speak our word, I know that I know that I know, we can speak it readily and powerfully and have great results come from it, because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So, I think we are to the conclusion of our lecture here. We have done very well. we can go on for another couple hours. But I think we've come up to some pretty wonderful points and some pretty heavy concepts here. And rather than to water them down, it's better to just leave them alone. So have yourself a lovely evening and a lovely dinner, and know that your day is as beautiful as your heart.
Yes.
And your heart, I love you, and your heart is glorious, so your day is fabulous. I love you.
I love you.
I love
you. Thank you.